good evening. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, we will now accept mobiles wishing to check in. Come now.
Good evening, Clint, and 5AOW.
Can you repeat that? I missed that.
10-5-AOW.
Would you like to give a report tonight? And do we have any other mobiles checking in at this time? Station that tried to check in, mobile. If you would come back and give us a report, we'd like to hear from you.
And 5AOW, good evening, Clint. Not much going on here in Otter Lake. We've got about as much rain, I think, as we need to. Pretty well took away the snow. Well, it didn't take it away. It made a mess out of it. But temperature-wise, it's dropping down a bit. I think we're about 29 or 28 at this point. I hope it holds, and if we get anything, maybe just snow. And I think the rain at this point is just going to make a mess. So that's about it. Don't have a whole lot to report from this end. KA2VLA and 5AOW.
Good report. Yes, this rain could really do some damage, especially on the roadway. You get it soaked down and then froze. It didn't do a job on the new cars. They don't hold together too good, and when you lose a snowbank and you have an ice bank, of course, gotta drive slow. Should make good for the snowmobilers. Keep them right up on top so they can zip along. Well, thank you for coming in. We'll now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
KA2ZZ. Hi, Clint. KC2WI.
There's a couple in a hurry. ZNZ and KC. We'll go down and see what Jack has for us. KC2ZNZ, come in.
Yeah, hi, Clint, everybody on board. There's Bob and Pete and whoever else might be in. I'm getting a lot of interference from that Rochester repeater, so I'm not hearing everybody. But we had some rain overnight. We had rain on and off through the day today, and boy, I tell you, it's really melted some of that snow down, because we had, you know, we consider all the snow that we had on the ground, it's taking it down some considerably. We're still at 33 degrees, although I think tonight it's going below freezing, which probably is just as well. You don't want too much water forming and getting in people's cellars and stuff like that. I don't have a problem here, fortunately, but a lot of people do. So, with that, we'll just say 7312, KA2ZNZ. Back to you, Clint.
Good report, Jack. It's been quite a winter so far. We just have to add up the amount of snow we've got and the different kinds of weather. Then we got got an amazing week or 10 days here, and really, you gotta admit the sun was shining every day. Made it sort of pleasant, even though it was a little on the chilly side. Thanks for coming in, I appreciate it. And we'll run over and see what Pete has for us. KC2WI, come in, please.
KC2WI, good evening Clint and everybody on the net. I think it's probably 32 here. It was 33 a little while ago, so it's 31 or 32 now. And I gotta go out and shut my garage up and clean up a little bit. I had to get out my pump, my submersible, you know, sump pump kind of pump. Get the water out of the driveway because it was running into the basement through the window, leaking a little bit. I guess I might have to maybe redo that window. It comes in around the sill. It's a little too low. There's not much I can do about that except close it up completely, but I don't want to do that. I didn't start on it till 5 o'clock, so I put it in the garage today, got that going for the old vintage show and a little ride that they do up at Valley Snow Travelers. Very strange problems with it, something that seems like it's existed for ever since I've had it, but I never figured it out, and it did run, but this time it wouldn't. I had more than one problem, but it was somebody clutched up the wiring, and it looks like they had the kill, not the kill switch, but the tether kill switch wired like into the lights or something. I don't understand what the wiring was, but it certainly wasn't right. So I took that off. That was the last, that was after I unplugged all the switches. I unplugged the motor from everything, so it just, I was sure that wasn't a problem, and filed the points a little bit, got in there with a file. I couldn't get the flywheel off, but anyway, not something I really had time to do, but I finally got at it. It ran fine in the fall when I kind of parked it back there, and I had it all run nicely, and of course I went to take it to another vintage ride, and it wouldn't work, and etc. So, don't know if I'm gonna, well, there'll be snow, and it's cold enough now. Usually what they do is, they have a little vintage show up at the Valley Snow Travelers, Coomer Barn on the Rector Road, and then, they have a little ride over to the Montague Inn, and you have a hamburger, or, well, some people have beers, but I don't. And the only way I'm gonna ride this thing over there is with a group, because I don't quite trust it. But usually once I ride over, I do trust, but there's not this one. Anyway, so that was the afternoon's activity, and other than that, and moving the pump a couple times to get the big puddles, and I actually got some mail work done this morning. Really sad to see this meltdown. Boy, it looked like this morning even it didn't look too bad, but it just kept raining. And let's hope that it doesn't freeze right up, but it stops melting. KC2WI.
Good report, Pete. Sounds like you had quite a flood running down through the yard and into the house. All the places I had to go. And that was the poorest choice you could make, but I suppose you didn't have no... Well, you were controlling it by getting the channel, you know. Now, the rain is freezing in my driveway tonight. So, we're going to have ice. But they say it's supposed to be warmer tomorrow morning than it is tonight. So, if it does turn around, the ice will go again. One thing you gotta be careful, you gotta keep both feet flat on the ground with the ice. You can take an awful spill. Pete, thanks for coming in tonight. Enjoyed your report. We'll open the net again. This is KA2VLA, net control from the Black River Valley servicemen, looking for check-ins.
Okay, Cliff, KA2VLA, this is KA3TFB, Kilo, Alpha, 3, Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, that's KA3TFB, Bill and Wexford, and good evening to the net. We're also calling in through the Echo Link system, and we will pause here for a second, over.
Gotcha, KA3TFB. Do you have an addition?
Oh, roger, roger. KA2VLA, KA3TFB. Well, we're in the Pittsburgh area here. We're experiencing temperatures around 35. We have the Mon parking wharf closed due to flooding. The river is supposed to increase to 18 feet, which is flood stage. Also, in a northern county, in Armstrong County, we had the Buffalo Creek flood over, and there was some damage there. We are thawing out at the time. We have ice in the front yard, and we are able to see the ground for the first time in about 3 or 4 weeks. What a difference it is to see that brown, ugly-looking ground instead of a lot of ice and packed snow. We are expecting temperatures to drop and the wind to keep up here. It's been a windy all day. And with this brief report, I wish to say good evening to everybody there. I wish everyone well. And from your neighbor to the south here in Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, this is Bill in Wexford. This is KA3TFB, and at a final time later on, we'll be signing off. So back over to you, Cliff. Good job on the net, and good to hear from everybody in there. KA3TFB standing by.
Good report again. Glad you sort of straightened this out. I'm not the best announcer that they have. I've been in it 30 years, but I just had a birthday a week ago. Got my 90. I think I can speak with authority that slows you down a little bit. But it's nice to keep going. Nice to hear from all the hams. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet looking for check-ins. Come now, please. Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Close the Black River Valley service then and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, the gentleman from Pennsylvania, and Jack for checking in tonight. I'll say 73s to those who are listening in. This is KA2VOA and I will be clear.
KA3 TFB signing off from the Echo Link system, and good evening to all. And we'll be disconnected. God bless.
73, have a good evening. N5AOW.
Akon currently being held on the 14517. Are there any stations for Akon, wheel route traffic stations for Akon coming out, please?
N5AOW, good evening, Mark. No traffic.
N5AOW, Bob, thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Akon?
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening. No traffic.
KC2MBU, good evening. No traffic.
Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else rock on?
KC2MBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2MBU, ready. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Okay, I'll make this a final call for Akon. I don't know if I acknowledge KC2NBUA. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate it. Anyone else for Akon? Final call for stations wheel without traffic.
Did the net copy N2WBX?
Yes, I did. We got you, Donald. If you read me okay, we got you. You're in the net. Over.
Thanks, loud and clear.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Any other stations for Akon? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And hope to hear everyone tomorrow night in 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ, correct.